And now I believe Gabby and her band are ready. I think Walter and Duncan are ready. I am going to throw it over to Studio 2A, and we're going to be graced with some really amazing music. Here's Gabrielle Pietrangelo.
Granddaddy behind the wheel, his two little girls in the backseat, Sonoran Desert was like a dream in 1953. Blue sky filled with clouds, driving down South 6th Avenue. Grandma waiting there in her hat and scarf and her cowgirl shoe. In a flatbed truck, she fell asleep on grandma's knee. The rodeo parade rolled by in the sweet Arizona breeze. Blue sky filled with clouds, parked down South 6th Avenue. The pretty girls all in their hats and scarves and their cowgirl shoes. Little Julie, come on home. We're all waiting. So I'm do I get to talk to you? I'm in the studio with Chris Pena on keyboards, Tara Lunt on bass, and Casey Hadland on drums. I feel very lucky to play with these guys. Casey and Tara contributed a lot to my album, and Chris Pena got on one track near the end. Thank you, Chris. Anyway, we're going to keep playing for you. These are all songs off my album, and I've been working on it for 4 years, and I'm just so excited to share, and I'm so excited to play this song with Mr. Hal Gelb. I like to call him Howie sometimes. Love you, Howie. We're going to play... it's been fun to pick, like, friends to sing certain songs that I wrote off the album, and this one I was like, oh, that's for Hal. Hal's going to tell that story. All right, here we go. Summer Losers. This one won me a really nice songwriting competition. Circle K. He bought a lottery ticket and a soda drink. The cashier gave him a midnight stink. Never guessing it was finally that man's lucky day. It was just a summer loser with a winner in his hand. He got stuck in Tucson without an escape plan. He was just a summer loser on the 4th of July. Luck to keep him dry. His luck in a long line of family members knocking at his door. Tom left his home in Idaho to help the hippies build a totem pole. South of town in Tumacockery, AZ. Got stuck with a one-way plan. You need him like a frying pan. But that's just when his meditation set him free. He was just a summer loser with a winner in his hand. He got stuck in Tucson without a good plan. He was just a summer loser on the 4th of July, waiting for the monsoon with the spirit world to keep him high. Spirit world, even high. He was high, high, high on those magic mushrooms. We're just summer losers walking hand in hand. We got stuck again in Tucson without a good plan. Cranked up high. The AC's turned up high. The swamp cooler hasn't worked since June 23rd. I feel like I haven't taken a shower, but I did 5 minutes ago. So sweaty. I'm dreaming of the ocean. California. Iceland, anywhere where Bjork is from, Hawaii, maybe Montana, anywhere but a place that's in the heart of the Sonoran Desert called Tucson, Arizona. Thank you. Oh, I'm allowed to talk. I'm like whispering. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, no, you're allowed to talk. That's what we're here for in part. Okay. I think let's just do it. So it sounded like I was in the other room.
Yeah.
Did you do a complete introduction? Let's do that real quickly.
Yeah, let's do it.
Of who's here.
Yeah. So I'm Gabby Petrangelo. And to my left, I have Tyra Lund, who's on bass. And he's played with me in many things for many years. And I'm just, you know, he plays in so many projects, and I'm lucky enough to have him all over this album. He's going to play some bow and pizzicato stand-up bass. And then Casey Hadland is here, and he's playing drums, and he played on a ton of the tracks on the album, with the exception of John Convertino played on Tucson, but Casey was my main drummer for that album, and loved playing with him. And then Chris Pena is on keys, some organ, and all kinds of stuff. And he's in all these guys are in so many projects, and I just feel really lucky to play with them.
Right on. No, that was a really fun little song. Chris, your keys were just really sweet and dancing all over. I felt like that was good times. So let's talk about it then, you guys.
Yeah.
Let's reset. You're listening to Locals Only. This is 91.3 KXCI. I'm Rusty, and I'm here with Gabby Pietrangelo and her band that she just introduced. You've got an album release party coming up.
Yeah.
Friday.
On Friday, just around the corner. And I'm so excited. It's going to be such a wonderful event. And I just feel so lucky that, like, so much of the community came together when I just put the call out. Like, so many great friends are playing. And sitting in, I have John Convertino's coming into town for it, and I have so many special guests. I'm gonna forget them all. Mama Cole, Tom, you could probably say it.
I have it. Yeah, I mean, Jacob Valenzuela, also from Calexico, Brian Lopez, Naima Moore, Tom Walbank, Mama Cole, Nick Coventry.
Oh, he's so
John
wonderful,
Coinman.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a lot of friends who are coming to play with you on Friday. That sounds like a good time. Temple of Music and Art.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great venue.
Oh my gosh, I love that place. And I've seen a few musical shows through there through the years. And then when I was looking for a venue, it's like in Tucson, there's either small or big. And there's not really in between. And so we just risked big. And we're glad we did, because the ticket sales are going well, and it's just going to be so beautiful. And Mariachi Atzlan de Pueblo is going to be playing in the courtyard. Johnny Contreras' top group at Pueblo High School. And I don't know, when the mariachi come, that's just like, that's a Tucson special experience. And I just feel so lucky that they're going to play.
Yeah. No, I hear you. You sound like we're just meeting for the first time, but you just sound so grateful for what's around you. And I know that's how I feel a lot, too. But I'll tell you, I hear from people, they're always like, well, you put this in your life when you do this. And I imagine, Gabby, that's what you've been doing all your life. You've been playing in Tucson a long time.
Yeah, I sure have.
I mean, how long have you been playing in Tucson?
I guess since I was about 17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you grew up here.
I grew up here, yeah, and I've been in a lot of bands. And I actually started out as a songwriter after a few bands, and I was like, you know what? I just want to write my own songs. And then I did bands more for many years. But yeah, it's really fun to be writing such like tons of songs and just putting it out there. And it took 4 years to make this album, and I'm really proud of it.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And what's the name of the album again?
Back to the Heart.
Back to the Heart. Well, we've talked for a few minutes.
Yeah.
I think it's time. Let's play some more songs. Are these next songs from the new album as well?
Yes. Everything I play tonight, I think, unless we throw something random in there, is going to be from the album that has the digital release has 14 tracks. And then the vinyl, I've made vinyl for the first time in my life, which sounds amazing.
Sweet.
It was really well mastered and vinyl buffs, you know, there's nothing like it. It's like a treat. And there's 11 songs on that. Because I stuck to the 20 minutes per side rule.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. Well, this is KXCI, and this is Gabrielle Pietrangelo.
All right.
What tune?
Bisbee Bluebird. Cool. Is everybody good? This is a song that I put out a really cool shadow puppet story for. This shadow puppet multimedia artist, Luca Cotton, did a shadow puppet story, and it just turned out really cute. You can find it if you just... There's no other song called Bisbee Bluebird that I know of. I love that. Like, there's no other song called Summer Losers either. I was like, this is good. You can just enter it and it pops up, you know. Don't get inundated.
No, I did that on the YouTube to be able to see Bisbee Bluebird.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's a great video.
Isn't that
cute? It's fantastic. I loved it.
It turned out so whimsical. Yeah, and so Tucson. Well, anyhow, here's Bisbee Bluebird. All right. Got a sad song to sing today about a Bisbee Bluebird got lost in the rain. Maybe he was just a vagabond child with a sad face and a pretty smile. My mom said I should know how to pick 'em. So right there falling off the trees. Now I gotta take all this fruit and make a bluebird pie. Just in time for New Year's Eve. Looks like ours turned out to be a sad, sad song. You were my Bisbee Bluebird, but then it all went wrong, so wrong. Maybe it's really me who's a vagabond child, searching for a song with a pretty rhyme. So this next song is called True Blue, and I'm really excited because Naima Moore is going to sing it with me on Friday, and I love Naim. Naim doesn't always sing in his projects, but I just love, like, when he sings love songs, and it's a love song, so it's really fun. We're tossing it back and forth, Catherine Byrne singing the backup harmonies, and it's pretty whimsical and cute. Come see Naim sing you love songs with me. he's going to play on another song some guitar because he's a killer, killer guitar player, as we all know. All right. You ready? True Blue. Let's see. Looking for a kind of love. I'm looking for a real love. I'm looking for a friend who's true. So if you see my sweetie, will you bring her right to me? I'll be so glad when you do. 'Cause we all need love like we never did before. And we all need to know that this time is for show. And the world would be a brighter place forevermore when you send her to my door. Got my sweetie on my mind, love. I'm looking for a sky true blue. And when I find my sweetie, I'll pull him close to me and look into his eyes true blue. This time is for sure. And the world would be a brighter place forevermore when you send her to my door. Rolling?
Yeah, I'm good with that. Okay. But you know, Gabby, I'll tell you
what. Touch
me. I'm open to however you want to do things, too. And you seem like you want to kind of talk about the songs. I mean, that last song was absolutely lovely. If you want to talk about what you're doing here, this is KXCI 91.3. I'm Rusty. This is Locals Only. I'm here with Gabrielle Pietrangelo and her band. You've got an album release coming up this Friday.
Do. Yeah, and you know, they don't call me Gabby for nothing.
I do like to talk about the album.
I just want to say one thing, which is I'm really proud that I didn't use a click track on anything in my album. It's all based on a live take with my guitar and voice. And sometimes Tura and Casey were also in the room. But I just think that's kind of rare. And there's something organic about it. And I feel that comes across in the album. And I'm very proud of that. It was a moment. It was a capture, and then I arranged it and layered it from there. You know, but it was they're all based on live takes. Every track, every fall 14.
I'm really proud of that.
That's kind of beautiful. I think you should be proud of it. And it does have a very organic feel. I mean, in our last little break where we talked and we're just meeting each other, but you've been here in Tucson, and that just comes across as so real in all your lyrics. Like, it's just, I feel that very strongly, that you have a deep connection to this part of the world and this part of Southern Arizona. Yeah. I didn't grow up here, but that really touches and that matters to me a lot. Totally. And I imagine that's why you've got all these amazing musicians joining you.
Yeah. Well, this is a special place for sure. And there's a very beautiful creative community, and there always has been. And there's a lot of collaboration. And if you tap into it, like, people really receptive in that, and I've always been welcomed, and I've played with so many people, and so it's just, I'm probably gonna cry on Friday because I'll be so happy, tears of joy. Happy Gabby.
I get that. I cry at the drop of a hat, Gabby. You and I are a lot alike. I'm pretty Gabby too.
Well, you know, we have to find reasons to connect to each other and celebrate and remember we're alive, and that we do have, you know, like, the ability to express ourselves. And I think maybe it took me a while in my life. You know, I've been around. I'm not a young one anymore, you know. And I think at a certain point, you just have to own your voice, like, what you have to say, and, like, just put yourself, like, just do it. Don't judge yourself. Put it out there, and then maybe refine it. That's my advice, I guess. Am I allowed to give advice?
Nobody 100%. Asked me. I'm looking for your advice.
You can slow down and write this down.
You're so funny.
Well, so I remember seeing you, and you say that. I mean, I saw you as part of Silver Thread Trio, part of the concert for civility.
Oh, God,
right, and that was such a sweet moment, and I'm sure I cried multiple times at that show. And you guys were amazing that time. I saw Silver Thread a couple times. It was really special what you've done there and what you're doing here. So I really think it should be a fantastic show. Your group of friends this room are fantastic. I've seen these guys around a little bit too. And what you're doing is fantastic. So I think Friday night, you've got extra people. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be so fun.
Gabby's bringing a lot of her friends. So make sure to bring your friends too. Come to the show.
Totally.
Easy to get tickets online, isn't it?
It is. You have to go to ticketweb.com. It'll come right up. Or just go, you know, you can enter Gabby Tucson Music, or just Summer Losers Tucson Music. And my website will come up. It's right on the front page of that. But Ticketweb or rhythmandroots.org is doing them too. Thank you, Rhythm and Roots, for helping us.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to more music then. What are we going to hear?
And we can fit you, because we're going to open the balcony, as it turns out. So come on down. You can buy get them now, get them while they're hot, or come on down and we'll fit you in the balcony.
Temple of Music and Art.
Yeah.
Should be a fantastic show.
It's going to be great. All right. This is a love song for Tucson here. Touch her face, sky so white and clear. I see the beauty of this place. Yeah.
sun. The light turned on, valley spread out like a heart that beats. Her beauty through the west and every desert flower opens sweetly when she shines her light. Her beauty on this place.
Flat back to the heart. This song, I just released the most gorgeous music video for. I'm so excited about it. Milo Michael Longstaff spent 6 months filming me all over southern Arizona in some of the prettiest spots, including out on the playa near Wilcox, where the train tracks run, and there's just this huge stretch of sand. He has a drone camera. We were out on... we were out near Patagonia, we were at Tumacacori, San Javier, and friends lent me three red dresses, and I just rotated in the dresses and the hats, and anyway, the whole thing, I cried when I saw it. I couldn't believe how pretty it was. I told him, just you do you, and then I'll see it at the end. Like, I trust you, we've talked about it, we know what this is about, and he really told my story, man. It just brought me to tears. That. There's actually a clip of me because his partner filmed it when I first saw it. And I literally bawl my eyes out when I first see it. It's on my Instagram if you want to see it. But I prefer you watch the video than the video of me crying. You saw it?
Yeah. I saw part of it. I heard most of it in prepping for the show. But yeah, no, it was lovely. It ends with you playing at Hotel Congress, doesn't it?
There's a few clips of me and the band playing at Hotel Congress. Yeah. I'm so glad he slipped that in there. That was cool.
Yeah, it was really a sweet little touch.
Yeah.
No, I love it. As somebody who makes videos myself, I thought it was really fun and just sweet. Like, I just thought it was super sweet.
I'm so
excited. And everything you've done
it.
Is really great.
Thank you.
This last song, like you said, a love letter to Tucson.
Oh, totally.
That was fantastic.
Yeah. Written on a mountain.
Oh.
One day when I was like, Tucson is a beautiful woman and I must write her a song. Like, I was like, had this like romantic moment. This song was written like coming to terms with many years of confusing experiences and just kind of finally like having some insight about it that often comes through a song, and it's called Back to the Heart. And I love his intro that he's playing right there. Set the mood, Chris. Thank you. fun.
Wow. That was...
That was slower than we usually do. I like it.
It was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
You are tuned to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. I'm Rusty, and I am sitting here with Gabrielle Pietrangelo and her amazing band. Gabby has didn't mean to startle you. She has an album release party, Back to the Heart, coming up Friday. She's got a whole bunch of friends who are going to be playing with her. You know, you were talking about sharing the love. I kind of want to do that for just a second, if we could, with your guys. Because, like, Casey, I know you're part of Unified Field Theory, right? Sorry, yes. Surprise.
Yeah, that's my friend Patrick Morris's group. And we actually just heard them, one of the tracks being played as we were walking in here. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, because you guys have a show.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, that's right. We do. It's coming up.
The following Friday after this really important show that we've been... Oh.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the microphone.
Oh, no,
because I'm interrupting Casey.
No.
But yeah, we do have a show on the following Friday after this.
The 14th.
Very good. So I was off on my dates, but that's good.
Yeah, should be a fun time. It's at the Centennial Room, or not Centennial, Century Room.
Yeah.
And I believe it's in the evening, 6:30 or 7 o'clock. And it should be a great time. We're playing original music by Patrick Morris. And Chris Pena's on the gig, who's here playing keys. I'll be there. And I believe it's just a trio.
Well, you know more about it than I do. I just remember the date.
Aria, a really great singer in town, is also going to be joining us for a couple tunes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's good. She's another local gem.
Yes.
At Century Room next Friday, the 14th.
Yeah.
Correct.
Tuya, what about you? Do you have a microphone in front of you? Maybe. Do you have anything coming up? I just thought it'd be a nice moment to maybe share.
I think I have about 700 gigs coming up.
Oh wow!
Okay.
You should come to all of them. They're all gonna be great.
Oh, they're all important too, right?
Of course, they're all important. You guys have been fantastic tonight. I mean, this has been absolutely lovely. I tell people I get to do this once a month, and I sit in with bands, and I get this really special one-person concert, I feel like. I'm glad our listeners get to enjoy it, too, but boy, I love sitting here and getting to do this. So thank you guys very much.
Thanks for having us.
Sure, Gabby. So we shared the love a little bit. We know Tuya has 700 shows coming up.
Whoa. Well, that was weird. Ooh.
Oh.
Was that
technical difficulties?
It's okay, you guys.
Okay.
My vintage Gretsch is having a moment.
Well, just to remind people, your show's at the Temple of Music Art on Friday, an amazing venue. Like you said, the balcony's open. It's going to be a big show.
It's
Tom Wallbank's
be so
part
fun.
Of it, Hal Gelb, Brian Lopez, John Convertino will be there from Calexico. That's a heck of a lineup, Gabby.
I know, and we filled the house, so now we get to open the balcony, so it's all good. It's all coming up roses right now.
Right on, right on. All coming up roses, except now we're switching guitars.
Yeah, I was just tuning up for the next joke.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready.
Well, so what are we going to hear, Gabby?
Well, I thought we'd play a little song called Valentine's Day that's on my record. Steven, most of my stuff was recorded with Jim Waters, and... I just love Jim Waters at Waterworks, but Stephen Tracy over at St. Cecilia did this one. It was like the one song I did outside of the Waterworks, except I recorded two of them at home because I'm an engineer too. But anyhow, this is a great song called Valentine's Day. I'd love to talk for like 20 minutes about the engineers, the mixing, and the mastering, but I'll spare you because I'll have to just come back. And we'll
fair
just
enough.
Talk like audio geek stuff, okay?
Fair enough, Gabby. I'll come back anytime and hang out with you, and we'll talk about whatever I feel like.
Okay, cool. So here's Valentine's Day, and I wrote it on Valentine's Day a few years back. Nice little song.
Riding, wind in your hair. This time you're riding, but you're not riding scared. 'Cause you lived
tail and you broke its spell. Running, running, you're leaving it all behind. You built a castle with the water, she crossed the line. Oh, and things fade or take a turn along the way. Well, it's just another day. Everything's gotta change. Nothing stays the same. Learning to ride the wave.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Ooh, that was fun. It's so, yeah. I know, Gary. These guys are so fun to play with because I feel like they're all jazz musicians, and jazz musicians just like listen so well.
Yeah.
I like to I like dynamics, and I like to listen and relax, and it's so fun to do that with these guys. They just kind of will follow me anywhere. It's pretty cool.
It's thanks, pretty guys. Neat what they're doing. I'm really enjoying it, you guys. It's been a lot of fun.
Okay.
And
thank
we,
you.
Like you said, we could talk about engineering, I guess, for 20 minutes or something. I had a couple things I wanted to talk to you about, though,
yeah.
Just because it was so interesting to me. My wife works at a theater here in town, the Rialto Theater.
Yeah.
And she pointed out that you have a mural on the Rialto Theater. How did that come about?
Oh, man. Well, that was just a good idea that... I knew I wanted my album cover to be a mural, and I really liked Jessica Gonzalez's artwork, uh-huh. and I was pretty sure I wanted her to do it. There's so many great muralists, so kudos to them all. But then my friend Charlie Levy, he was like, Gab, just put on Facebook, ask businesses, you know, someone will host you. And I was like, really? I thought I had, it was this big deal. I had to like figure out a wall. And like, so I just threw it on Facebook. And the Rialto Theater was the one of the first people to say, hey, Gab, we'll give you the back wall. It was Kathy Rivers. Bless her heart.
Wow. That's
and super sweet. Then, you know, we put it on there and we filmed a music video. You can see the Tucson music video and you see it in time lapse being created while I play in real time. It's very cool. Brooklyn Nissebaum was the director of that. But anyway, yeah, that's how that happened. And then it's on the cover of my album. It's so beautiful. You can see the bricks in the artwork and stuff. It's a mural.
Oh, that's...
I didn't know you did a time lapse video.
Yeah.
So that means like so if you slow it down, you could see her painting in real time.
You see her painting the mural.
And listen to the song at like you know a quarter speed at the same time.
I don't know how Brooklyn did it, but she filmed it. She made it so that Jessica was always on one side of the mural and I was on the other. Okay. And you know what I mean? So I was playing in real time, but she was being filmed. I don't know how she did it. It's like a brain teaser. I'm not that kind of an artist, but it's pretty cool.
That's pretty neat stuff.
Yeah. She's a genius, Brooklyn.
Right on. Yeah. Well, so that's kind of amazing, Gabby. I mean, not many people I know have, you know, murals like that on their album covers.
Talk about owning it. You're like, okay, yeah, put me on that wall. I'll be there for 10 years or more. Maybe 20 if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah, here's hoping.
Super cool. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is you teach music.
Yeah,
to children. And so I teach art to children.
Yeah.
Well, and I teach it to teenagers is the truth.
They don't like to be called children. So
no, they're students. I'm stipulating that.
They're like young adults.
You're right. Yeah, and I certainly don't call them kids.
No, but kids are great. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So you teach music, though, to young adults. That's amazing.
I know.
Do you teach songwriting and guitar or?
I actually am producing. I have like several budding songwriters that I'm producing right now, ages 17 to 20.
Oh, wow.
And then I also teach all the way down to like second grade as my youngest student. And then I also teach adults. I love to help people reclaim their voices when they want to sing again. Wow. A lot of people have a story where like they leave it and then they come back, you know, and I like to be a part of the coming back. Back to the heart, baby. That's where that comes from. So anyway, yeah, I really love it. I'm so grateful. I teach privately. I taught in schools for years, like 10 years. And then I went private like 10 years ago and I just have been able to make it. And it's just going well. And I'm very grateful.
Congratulations. So, that's amazing stuff. I love that. I love that. Helping to spread knowledge to the youth today as such a good person too. I love that.
Yeah, great and stuff, kudos Gabby. To you for teaching art to the youth.
I'm super lucky.
They need outlets, creative outlets.
Yeah,
saved my life.
Well, you know what? And I'm not going to get on a soapbox, but I love it that art lets people have successes where maybe they don't have successes elsewhere at school.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they can, maybe they're not doing their math that well or science isn't clicking for them, but they can come in and I can help them figure out how to express themselves graphically and you can have successes at school and that leads to more. And that's what you're doing too. When you're teaching people to play guitar and to make music and art, that's where people can find successes where maybe they're not finding them elsewhere.
Totally.
So kudos to you.
Writing a song is a very powerful thing. Like you don't think it's good, like imagine that you're taking nothing and you're turning it into something that's a song. It's like it's magical.
Kind of magic.
It's magical.
For sure. 100%.
That's my favorite thing to teach and mentor.
Well, so we have time for another song.
Let's
but
do it.
You've also got one that's recorded that you want to play.
Now that I'm with the band, I'm wondering if that was a good idea.
Okay.
What do you guys say?
We got about 6 minutes.
Follow your heart.
Okay, well, let's play Return of the Sun.
Okay.
Because I'm in the tuning for that.
Let's do it.
Is that everybody good with that? And then, depending how much time we have, we'll roll a track. Okay. Does that sound a little out of tune? Darn it. Out of tune on the radio. Can you give me a little Hammond on this one or no? I tuned while we were talking, but only if it's easy. Take us to church, Crispin, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Watch the sun move through the southern sky, casting long shadows on the ground. Think of you, wonder if you still are watching the wheel spinning round. Cold chills my face as the darkness falls, and the desert night feels like a warning. When I heard the news that you were gone, I thought I heard your voice on the wind. Turn of the sun.
Been listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. I'm Rusty. You've been listening to Gabrielle Pietrangelo and her rather remarkable band, I would say. Thanks so much, you guys. Thanks for being here tonight. Your show is March 7th.
It's this Friday. It's just going to be a very special Tucson event. I'd love for you to be there. The mariachi will be playing in the courtyard 7 to 7:30. The show starts at 7:30. There's going to be just some of the most beautiful musicians of this region and all the reasons why Tucson's so special. And it's going to just be so rad. So please come.
Heck yeah, so rad.
The ticketweb.com or rhythmandroots.com or my website, GabriellePietrangelo.com. And yeah, get tickets, bring your friends and family, your grandma, bring the kids, don't bring the dogs, but everybody else. I love dogs though.
Sure, just we'll not be thinking a temple of them. Music and art.
Yeah, not a temple of music. Yeah. I don't know why I said that. But I do okay. have a great dog named Daisy. I just want to shout out to Daisy.
Hey, Daisy. Shout out to my cat, too, Permine. Okay, well, guys, it's been wonderful having you here, Gabby.
Thank you.